be open to new facts. And in the case of the empty hospitals, empty testing centers, etc., last April, I was working as a decedent transporter, and I learned, and I wasn't asking, someone just informed me. They said, "Oh, they're opening up the interior morgue again beneath the hospital." In other words, for the previous couple of years, since COVID, they were taking the dead bodies, people die of natural causes, out to the external trailers, the big refrigerators outside. Why? Well, they needed crisis actors. The dead were being recruited into the PSYOP. They needed to show people that the hospitals are so full that we have to rely on auxiliary trailers to deal with the overflow. It's all about perception management. They created the perception both visually, and you could hear it. Driving to and from work, going to school, you could hear the hum of these freezers. Again, I found out that they had shut off the interior morgue for 2 years because they didn't want to have so much interior exterior traffic, in and out traffic. But what I'm saying is that this was theater, and a clever bit of theater at that, because simply by turning off that and turning on this, you made regular deaths look like an extraordinary number of deaths, and you added to the realism of the big psyop. And I wouldn't have known this, had I not worked at this particular gig, and it just made me realize that, yeah, you do need to crowdsource your intel if you want to get the full picture here. There are people who have observed various gaps in this matrix here and there, and it's kind of what we're doing here is putting our individually discovered puzzle pieces.